Medrash, in the beginning of Esther, Rav Brachia Potach, Rav Brachia made a psicha, Mipal va'osa koiri adoiris mirosh, and it goes through all the different doiris, and it says how each person in history was roish to a certain inyan. Adam was roish la yitzurim, Kayin was roish la horgim, Hevel is roish la neherogim, Noach is roish la nimlotim, Avram roish la nimulim, v'chulei, it's a whole reshima. Aaron roish la kohanim, Moshe roish la nevi'im. The Hemshech, it says, Shloime roish la boinim, it's a mikdosh, Nebuchadnezzar roish la machrivim, Achashveirosh roish la moichrim, Haman roish la koinim. The uptight of Achashveirosh and Haman is moicher and koinim. What's the kinyan? What are we talking about? The Gra explains in his Pirush on Shmuel by Tzil of Chano. The pasuk says al tarbu tedabru gavoya gavoya. He goes and explains that Amalek shepherds zich with Klal Yisrael four times in the Midbar by Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Bimei Mordechai VeEsther, and Bimikdash Sheni. But he says each time Amalek was shepherding with a different kinyan. The emes is the Rabbeinu Shlomo has arba kinyanim ba'olam. Shemayim va'ot kinyan echad, Beit HaMikdosh, Klal Yisrael, kinyan, and the Torah is a kinyan. And the four times, he goes to explain the four times of shepherding Amalek, that each time Amalek was shepherding on a different akud of these four kinyanim. Homer was Reish Lakoinim. The kinyan he wants to make is that Klal Yisrael's Nikra al Shema Kodesh Baruch, because we're Nikne to him. He wanted to shepherd that kinyan. And that's why the emes we have, in Tanakh we have four times Amalek, and if you chaf, we lay in all four of them over the next, well, already Shabbos, and then and over the week of Purim. We have in Parshas B'Shalach by Yovei Amalek, which we lay on Purim by Bayoyim. We have Parshas Kiseite, which we lay in by Parshas Zohar. And then you have the Haftoira by Shmuel with Shaul and Agag. And then you have Megillas Esther. And the Pasuk Bem says, when Esther, the Gemara in Megillah of Zion, when Esther asks Kisvuni L'Doyrus, that we should be a part of Tanakh, part of Sifrei HaNeviim, the Pasuk Darshan, the Gemara Darshan, the Pasuk Shileishim V'Loi Ribeim, is bringing out the point that no, this talk of four times that we read the Chvegan Amalek, and it's connected to those four Kinyonim. And I don't know if this has a shaykes to a minig, that on Shabbos Zohar you're supposed to eat four kugels. But I heard from a Chassidish Avort, Amalek is apple, mel, lokshin, and kartoffel. Translation afterwards, but that's four kinds of kugel. That's the minute. It's the shilation below your rebate. That's the four. Now the Megillah starts that Achashveirois was, he was al kisei malchusoi asher b'shushan habira. The nigin of the Pasuk is mashma. It happens to be his kisei was in shushan habira. And the Goyim explains, the Malbos, there's a lot of them, that the MS, Achashverosh wanted to make a replica of Shloimeh HaMelech's Kisei. Shloimeh HaMelech's Kisei was a dover otzum with all the surah of Arayas and different surahs and Sheva Dargis. It's a whole Marechat, the Targum, Sheni, Ba'arichus explains and describes the Kisei of Shloimeh. It even says, there's interesting that on the top, it's very high up, it had Shloimeh HaMelech, it said it had two Bnoi Siyam, two like mermaids, I guess, that were talking into his ears. And I saw that someone sent in a shayla to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what does this mean? And he said it was a telephone. Avada Shloimeh HaMelech Mikol Odom had an intercom telephone system that on the bottom, he wanted to order something. He was all the way up. It was a very huge chair. But Achashverosh wanted to be Shoylet so stark, and he wanted to also have such a kisei. And technically, the arrangements had to be done in Shushan, because that's where the certain workers and certain materials were. And the plan was, of course, to bring it back afterwards to Paras, where his Malchus was. But they couldn't transport it. So he decided instead, the chair is so important. So he brought the whole Malchus to Shushan Abira. He was a Moilet al-Hakisei, which happened to be, got stuck in Shushan Abira. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mocked him every single Knech. Can you do it that the whole Megillah is a process of Apidera Chateva, how everything works out? Ishihudi Hoya B'Shushan Avira. Loi B'Chinim, it worked out there. Ebon Yishlelem was Mesabed that he should end up making his Malchus in a place where the kisei was, in order that it should be mesuva, that's where Mordechai is going to trap it with him. And of course, we know the story, and that the ma'ayin zayin mu'a tif, but about it worked out because of that. It's interesting, it says at the end, Mordechai yotza melefnei amelech, b'shmalchus tcheles v'chur v'acherezov g'doyla, the going is mefarish, and I think it's a medrash also, and every one of these pe'er of begodim represents something, it means talis and tefillin. The acherezov is tefillin shal roish. So I saw, also they sent a shout to Rechaim Kanias, I saw others, they talk about it. This story happened, this was Chol Hamoed Pesach. The Yaduah, the Nes of Purim happened on Pesach. Esther told them to fast for 3 days. It was Yudalit, Tezvov, Tezayin, Nisan, and then she goes into the Melech. It's the Nes happens, the Mogen Avram brings, there's a minute to have a Suda on the second day of Pesach. Suda's Esther, to commemorate the Nes of Purim. It's brought down the Halacha. A lot of people are knowing that. So it's Chol Hamoed, and the Machaber Paskins, and the Goyim Paskins, and a large chunk of Klal Yisrael Paskins, that you don't wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. So what's with the tefillin? The emes is, it could be, it says it was a terazov, maybe it was tefillin that were puzzle. Tefillin shalzov. I saw someone else, a different child, someone sent in a crime, like, the tefillin are puzzle, tefillin shalzov. It's pukfaker. He doesn't say this, I'm a kind of terror. Because then, that dafki, he wore puzzle with tefillin, because it was Chol Hamoed. If you do it at the Chum Sofer, used to wear on Chol Hamoed, put down in Shuvas, because it was a machloek, is this? He wore batim tefillin that were rake, without the parshas. Chol Hamoed.
Why?
So there's a whole tshuva about it, there's a conscience about it, and that's after a mahalach. Another mahalach I saw, mechudesh tikka mahalach. The emphasis of the shayla with tefillin Chol Hamoed. What's the shayla? Everyone has to always have two oisos. The ois of mila and the ois of tefillin. On Shabbos we don't have tefillin, but we have the, because we have the ois of Shabbos. You always need the two oisos. So on Shabbos, Yom Tov, we have an ois Shabbos, and Yom Tov is Mikri ois. Shtot the tefillin. The emphasis, it was Amol, they said it was a the Derech Melitza, but the emphasis brought into the Baraloch the idea that in many years ago when people in America they were Machal Shabbos. The less brayer, they said, the less brayer, the need for parnosa. Nishkan Eifel, Shabbos, yeah. For parnosa, what's happened to them for parnosa, yeah. So they said, oh, b'chach zolim tzrog and tefillin. No, you don't have the ice of Shabbos. The Baraloch brings down this for, and the halacha where it's brought down that a person that's lost, and he doesn't know which day is Shabbos, so he has to do malacha all 7 days, because he can't do one day for another day. Maybe it's really Shabbos. So even on the day that he's commemorating as Shabbos, he does malacha. Kidei pikuach nefesh. He makes kiddush that day. Oh, but the Bir Alocha says he wears tefillin even on that day, even on the day that he commemorates the Shabbos, not while he's making Kiddush, but he should wear tefillin because he doesn't have the ois of Shabbos. I mean, first of all, he doesn't know if it's really Shabbos, it could be Tuesday, he doesn't know. But he's commemorating, he's doing 6 days with Malacha calling it a weekday, and then a seventh day calling it Shabbos. He says he wears tefillin because he's doing Malacha. The emphasis is interesting. Why is Chol Hamoed the issue? Chol Hamoed is Yasir Malacha, not Asir Malacha, Midaraisim, Midarabonim, Hol Sugya, Tais, and Chagiga. Some Achronim say that the reason why Chol Hamoed is also an ois, let's say on Chol Hamoed Pesach, is because it is a chometz. Or for the goyim, it's put down, and Maaser Avi says, no, it's not a chometz, that's an iser. That's not what commemorates that Chol Hamoed is ikri ois. Why is Chol Hamoed ikri ois? Because it can't be from an iser, it's because of a kiyum, because of the mitzvah of matzah. Mordechai was fasting, he needs the ois of tefillin. Same way we're saying, someone that does malacha, felt in the ois of Shabbos, he needs to wear tefillin. So also, Mordechai wasn't in. Was fasting. He didn't eat matzah. It says the pasuk says tzumu alai, and then the pasuk continues va'al toichlu va'al tishtu. What's al toichlu? Tzumu means to fast. Yeah, al toichlu va'al tishtu. Al toichlu matzah. Al tishtu dalut koisus. They will mevatel the mitzvah of leilas seder. The tzoyrich tzoyim. And the emphasis is the pella. Why did they do that? The Gezer is not till another 11 months later, the next Adar. What Eichmann, that you have to make a tzoyim on Pesach. So there's many truths in this, but one thing is Dafi, he wanted a banutzach to Leila Seder, the Gevaldik school is well slipped in Leila Seder. And Baroi Chachmasi Mordechai knew that he can make this takana that they should fast that year. Abba Chalifin, yeah, so that maybe explains the tefillin. The story of Bitzan Viseresh is a big shaila. We know the Gemara says in Megillah Because Esther told Achashverosh b'shem Mordechai about that he was gonna, that Bigson and Seresh were trying to kill him, and because of that, it was mesoiviv that later on when Haman comes in, Achashverosh is all upset and he puts Mordechai on the sus. What is so important, Rabbim Nishalu Bazeh? What's so important about this nekuda? That it's maybe geula le'olam. Picture the entire story of Megillas Esther without this one inyan of that he goes on the sus. Everything else still falls into place. What's missing? What's missing with this nekuda? Of course, he comes home, Haman, and Zeresh says, "And Mizera Yehuda Mordechai Sharichi Lois the Linfal Lefan." If you started falling on him towards him, Loitucha like enough of people. This was about the tchilas anafilo and the tchilah of the geula. But why? Why is it such a necessary process? A lot of the Sfarim talk about it. There's a very interesting mahalach from Rav Dessler, the Michtam Elio. He said, the emesis, if you look at the story, many years earlier, Achashverosh invited them to a suda. And a lot of askonim and choshev people of members of the kehila said, the kuach nefesh, Dina de Malchusa, the king wants this, all kinds of heterim, cheshboinis. And Mordechai is the one that said steadfast and said no. And the emesis, the askonim, the entire kehilu was story, were meranin and acharov. Even after he didn't go, look what he did. He ruined our marechat yachasim, our connection, political connections with the king. It wasn't a smart idea. And they went out against him. Comes a few years later, and Haman is oilu l'gedula. The kula mishtachar and loy, and Mordechai makes a scene and a ruckus, and he stands and he's like, come, and he's not selling too. People are maran and acharav. He's a roidus. He's causing problems. And then comes the gzeirataka. Comes the gzeira. Everyone's saying it's Mordechai's fault. We should have went to the suda. He made a ruckus then, and now he's causing. It's everything is Mordechai's fault. That's how a person could have a cook on it. But the emes is minei ubei. It's punk faket. And I think other from they add even, Haman wants to kill all the Yidden. The emes is Haman wants to kill Mordechai because Mordechai shepherded him that he's his eved. So he really wants to kill Mordechai. Now why does he want to kill all the Yidden? Because he knows in Hilchas Yerusha, if he's just going to kill Mordechai, so vayta be Yerusha, he goes, he's going to be an eved to Mordechai's Yerush. So kihigit loy ki am Mordechai. He wants to kill all of them. By the I'll leave Mordechai. It's all coming to leave Mordechai, and it's his fault. What's really going on? What's really going on is the mishacha. Them is the Klal Yisrael deserve the punishment because of Nenu Misudas Achashverosh, Polchu the Salma, all the different averus. And the emes, it could have been that Mordechai is a tzaddik. He's not nichlal in the gzeirah, and if he wouldn't be part of the gzeirah, then he wouldn't be able to be matzil him. The derech how he's matzil the Klal Yisrael through his tefillah and his betochen. And all his avoida, the za'aka, it's all because he's a chiluk of the gzeira. And it's the most important and necessary now that this little story of Bitzan the Seresh, which makes that Mordechai ala sus, should be meroimim karnoi shel Mordechai, who represents Torah Shavuot Peh, who represents Das Torah, who represents the fact that yes, it was correct not to go to the Suda, and yes, it was correct not to bow down to Haman, and everyone thinks that the gzeira is because of him, and yes, he was part of it in order that it should work out. Over no, it's Mordechai al Asus, and Dafka, that's the tchila of the process of showing the geula of this story. It's not a zeitige prat. It's necessary because they wanted a shepherdzich with the Torah Shebal Peh, with Daf Chachomim, with Das Torah. What's he making problems? We should stel tzu to the king, go to his parties, bow down to his ministers. Stel tzu, you know, we're living in the, you know, we're in the Golis. We're in the Golis. We have to stel tzu. Mordechai knows the way, and Dafka, it's a crucial Chilas process of making the geula, that Mordechai's oil of the geula, that the Das Torah that's represented of it is what's correct. This story that happened, which is another time that there was a Sheparai with Amalek, and happened near the end of Golas Bavel, Esther Soif Kol Hanisim put into Klal Yisrael Hoda Kibluah. We know that the original Torah was, the Matan Torah was Moidor Rabbi Leiraisa. Hoda Kabluo Mitoch Ava. And Purim has in it Matan Torah, and Purim has it in it Yom Kippur. Purim is with a goy roll. Pur is a goy roll, and on Yom Kippur also there was a goy roll. And the goy roll of Yom Kippur Taka is to take Shnei Seirim, which look exactly alike, like twins, like Yaakov and Esau, twins, over all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. And the avoid on Purim is Ad Lo Yoda. In Baruch Hamel and Baruch the Nakuda is to get to the Shoirish of that Goyro. The purpose of the Goyro, Sayin Yom Kippur, was to get to the Hakara of Lashem. You throw out what's the Psoilet La'azotel, and you get to the Hakara of Hashem Echod. And Esther says, Uvachain Ovay Alamelech, and Kaseda, the theme of davening in Yom Kippur is Uvachain, Tain Bach, Uvachain. Megait Medu Uvachain. I wanted to say a chiddush. The Gemara says in Yuma that there's one day the entire year that the Sotan is not Mekatrib, that the Sotan is not Shoilet on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says in Yuma, HaSotan is Gematria 364. HaSotan is Gematria 364. Because 364 days of the year, the Gemara in Yuma, 364 days of the year, Shnas Avachama. 364 days. The Satan is Makatri, there's one day the Satan is not Makatri. Ha Satan is Gematria 364. That's what the Mefarshim asked in the Inyanti. What? Ha Satan is Gematria 364. What's Ha Satan? Ha! Satan! Satan is 359. What's Ha Satan? What's Ha Satan? The Gematria should be Satan is 359. Work it out. So the MS, I saw in Sfarim, and they talk about this, that the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the muscle, the Goyim says that you don't say Tachnun. Shohar says that you don't say Tachnun, the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So the Goyim says the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is Mixas Kemo Yom Kippur. It's still a little bit Yom Kippur there. Not Mamash Yom Kippur, but it's a little bit Yom Kippur there. Until you get to Risha and Mechem Kana Voynish, the first day of Sukkot. That's the extra 5 days of Hasotan. And that's why it's all brought down in the forum. But I want to suggest a different shot. Yom Kippur. Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. There are 5 days of Purim. And when I davened, they didn't say Tachnun. 5 days. It's all a Bechina of Kippur. That's the 5 days. So, ha Sotan. Purim also has that Bechina a little bit, that the Sotan is not Makatrig. So Sotan is 359. But ha Sotan, you have the extra 5 days. It's a little bit of a remnant that those days also are a little bit like Yom Kippur. The emphasis on Yom Kippur, we say in the davening, "Atoyadei Rodei Oylam V'Salumet Sisrei Kolchoy," and we continue, "Haloi Kolam Estoreis V'Hanigvois Atoyadei." So, Frekrab Elazapian, we're saying Takodish Baruch Hu. We're saying Takodish Baruch Hu, how he knows all of our secrets. So, what's this sprach? "Haloi Kolam Estoreis V'Hanigvois." Nigvois, we know also that's not the kunst. The kunst is in the story. And we're saying to everybody, "The Beis Tachal, the Nistoreis and the Nigvois, you know, Nigvois Ale, Nigvois Beis Tachalei." He says, no, a mensch weiß the nigglois. A person is fadimiyat. Every action, every pu'ula, every kamtsus of azat that he does, 174 negiyas in that, gecheshmet arayin that. You think you know your nigglois. Your nigglois are kulei hastara shebetoich hastara. Gam shom in Sakhavish Baruch. But your nigglois are kulei hastara. Purim is hechavidem. Yoim kippurim. Purim, with the adaloyod, the person be'emes gets to the seser of his nigglois. And then as the Pasuk says, in the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, usually it comes out by Purim, V'chiper Aroin al Karnoisov of the Mizbech HaZov, Achas Vashona, Midam Achatos, and the Pasuk continues, Achas Vashona Yechatos, Teit Sveimol Achas, Achas Vashona. And I saw what Kuni Zoyer brings. There's two Achas Vashona. There's Yom Kippurim, and then there's Hechad, there's the Purim Alein. It's two Achas Vashonas. I heard once a Moshul, if a person would describe the mechitza that's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mechitza of Avon and Gavoya that has to break down. And on Yom Kippur, if the avoid is al chait, al chait, al chait, and one by one you take off a stone, one by one you take off another stone, and slowly, la'at la'at, ten viduyim, the oifen prati, you slowly take apart the Berlin Wall there, you take it apart. On Purim, the peretz adir of simcha in one shot, the v'nahapichu, in one shot breaks down the entire machitza. And a lot of times people in their avodah, or lack thereof, feel that maybe they're in a bor, and their biggest she'ifa would be, let me get out of the boots, let me get out of the mud, let me get out of the blotter. Oh, but the emes is with one v'nahapichu, it's a totally different musogim and shivas. And again, different people, everyone has his, what's matrid him and what's mitzarim and what's causing him. You read this and mix, messing up in the motor of his avodas Hashem. Oh, but the guy Shiva says, maybe if I'll fix myself up, I'll be out of the bar. No, the v'nahapichu, you can go not from out of the bar, and not even to karka oilam, to igra rama. Mibira amikta igra rama. That happens, and it could always happen. I'm not so free. Oh, but on Purim, it can happen in a second. It can happen in a second. The v'nahapichu can happen in a second. That's more than the Yoyim Kippurim. And I heard that's the v'nahapichu. V'nahapichu, what's missing, what Amalek Shepherds that we're waiting for, that should come back, is that the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not shalom, ki yodal case ka. The case is missing an aleph. The kisei is missing an aleph. It says case. And the ka, the yud kevav, is missing a vav and a hey. That's who. That's v'nahapichu. Who is Achashverosh, Haman, and Vashti, Rosh HaTevis. You have to be mahapich that, and then you get to the shlemus and the matara of the entire bria. There's a mitzvah essay midivrei Kabbalah. There's a few mitzvahs on the mitzvah on Purim, but there's a mitzvah essay midivrei Kabbalah of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah that chof a little bit around in the sugya. The Mishnah says in that chof kol hayoyim kashal Kriyas HaMegillah. For those that got ready to that chof. And then it says, besides Mikra Megillah, gives a whole regime of mitzvahs that are noyim kol hayoyim kashal the Mikra Megillah, and agav it mentions all the mitzvahs that are noyim b'yoyim. The Mishnah then continues kol halayla kashal k'tziras ha'omer ulehekter chalavim ve'evarim. Why didn't it say kol halayla kashal mikra Megillah? We know the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Dalet. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, chayiv adam likra says in Megillah balayla, v'lishnoisa bayoyim. So this a mitzvah twice, balayla and bayoyim. Why does the Mishnah only say kol hayoyim kashal mikra Megillah? Why doesn't it say kol halayla kashal mikra Megillah? The Rishonim are Rishelin and Tosis, the Marta, the Rosh. They say the ikra chiv is bayoyim. Suudas perim she'asa balayla liyotze dechevosei. Avada mikra Megillah is both, but the ikra is bayoyim. The Turi Evan takes this idea a step further and he uses it for many things, but his idea, the Shagzari, the Turi Evan, he says that the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah and the Mitzvahs of Purim are Divrei Kabbalah. That's more than a Dirabbanan. Suffolk Divrei Kabbalah L'chumra. It's from Tanakh. It's not a Deraita, but it's called Divrei Kabbalah. He says that's only Bayoin. The Mikra of Laila is only Dirabbanan. The Kriya of Laila is only Dirabbanan. It's an Akamina on the Purim, Mishulish. When even the Kriya B'yoyim of the Mkofim that's pushed back is only the Rabbanon, so someone could be mighty them, but Laila for sure, he has a whole Cheshboinus on this. But that the Kriya of Laila is only the Rabbanon. To go one step further, a fascinating Kiddush, the Tshuvas Binyan Siyan says that Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chai Vodim Likris is a Megillah, but Laila, the Lishnois of B'yoyim, the Chiyav of Laila is only the Rabbanon, and it's a Rabbanon that was Hutkan in the times of the Amiroyim. There wasn't Noyig in the times of the Mishnayos. And the Mishnayos rightfully says, "Kol hayoyim kasher l'mikra Megillah." B'tkufas haMishnah, the chiyuv was only yoyim, and that's why it doesn't mention in the Mishnah, "Kol halayla kasher l'kriyas Megillah." Not a famous of the Rabbanan. It was neschadish after the tkufas haMishnah. It's a memory of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It wasn't in the tkufas haMishnah, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't say it. Interesting. The pelus that the Gemara of this says in Megillah Daf Dalet, "Chayiv adam likra says a Megillah ba'alayla v'lishnois the bayoyim." The Gemara says that the Talmidei HaYeshiva had a Hamamina, as they say in the Gemara, that Lishnoisa means to learn the Mishnayos. Meaning that you have to read the Megillah at night, Chayiv Adam Likrois as a Megillah Balayla. Balayla the Chiv is to learn the Megillah. The Lishnoisa Bayoin. Bayoin you should learn the Mishnayos of Masechta Megillah. That's what the Bnei HaYeshiva thought. So the Umachadis didn't know, it means Lishnoisa, it should be a Tzveit Amol. You have to learn it once at night in order that the second, by day, it should be the second time. But they thought it meant Mishnayos. Frech to Rashash, Frech to Turi Evan, Sakhidari Akroinim. It's a Mefurshim Mishnah.
And the Shitasa, he's supposed to learn the Mishnah. Kol Hayoyim Kosher LeMikra Megillah. So they say that's going in the case when a guy didn't learn it at night. But still, it should say Kol Hayoyim Kosher LeMishnah is Megillah. To say that. What's Kol Hayoyim? Maybe that came later. Also, it says that Lechatchila, you're only supposed to learn from Netzachama. All these things in the Mishnah. But yeah, but you can start from Alois. If you tell me really the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah is Balayla, and only if you didn't learn it Balayla, then you do Mikra and Mishnah Balayla. Why can't you Lechatchila do it by Alois HaShachar? Mamona Shof, you're stupid if Alois HaShachar has still been of Laila or a din of Yoin. Aber, if the Etzim you're supposed to do it Balayla, and only the Yevit, if you didn't do it Balayla, then you do it by Yoin. Do it between Alois and Netz. Whatever, you know, for, whatever it is. The emesis, it's a shayla on the poiskim taki. If you could lay Megillah between Alois and Neis, the emesis, it's a shayla with your son. I want to move on, but if a person could lay the Megillah for two people, one of them didn't yet hear Kriya of Laila, he missed the 4 o'clock Zikron Moshe minion of the night, so, and you're laying it after Alois, and one person is doing the Balkoire, and he's laying it for two people, one of them wants to be out the Kriya of Laila, and the other one already laying that night, but he's going to be busy all day, he wants to be out to the Avid. The Kriya of Yoyim starting from Alois. They can uptail him. So, Talmud Chacham once told me, he had a shayla, if you have a place, let's say in Ramot, they're not sure if it's Yadal or Tezvav, it's a machloikis. Can one person lay 20 minutes after Shia, and he might see two people, one of them is saying, I hold Yadal, and I hold like Rabbeinu Tam, and it's still day, and the other one's saying, no, I hold Tezvav, and I want to be Yoyim already, it's already 30 minutes after Shia. And could one Valkyrie do it for both? Yes, yeah, so there's an Arichas Dvarim about that, but that's. And under its site. It says in the Megillah, Divrei Sholem Vo'emes Lekayim Es Yimei HaPurim Ha'elu, and the Gemara explains, and it's a whole sukkah in the beginning of Megillah, that, and the sukkah before it states, that Mikra Megillah is a fascinating din that some people, members of Klai, shall do it on Yudalid, if you're in the Ori HaProzois, and some do it on Hesvov. So the Meshech Chokhmah says, that's why it says Divrei Sholim V'Emes, because the Emes, the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis asks, how could it be like that? It's Lois is going to do. Lois Tassel Agudois Agudois. How could we have that mixas of Klai Yisrael Azay and mixas Klai Yisrael Azay? It's Lois Tassel Agudois Agudois. And the Torah says, no, by Purim that was the Takana. But the point is, there's two problems in Lois is going to do. We should explain. One is it will come to Machloikis, and one of them it looks like Shtei Kairos. And it's not for now, but it's a big sugya in Yevamos. It's the issue by the various cases of Lois is going to do. Is it because Nira Kishtei Toiris, or is it because it's going to lead to Machloikis? The Pasuk is Bavarni that by Megillah, that won't be a problem. Divrei Shalom Vo Emes. Shalom, there won't be Machloikis. Emes, there won't be Nira Kishtei Toiris. But the question is why, and the Ramban poetically asks, in the beginning of Masechta Megillah, the Ramban and the Pirish, on Masechta Megillah, Lishnoi Sabayoyin, he asks, and he quotes the Pasuk, Maro Al Kocha Umohi Gia Alehem, that Hazal decided, Lathis Bein Hevdil Bein Aprozim, Lamukofim. I mean, the Chassam Sofer writes in Shuvah that the reason is because no one learns on Purim. This is before Mordechai Tzadik, and certainly before the Pashkevilim, that everyone is supposed to go to Mordechai Tzadik, not just Ovis and Bonim, but that no one was learning, so you had to have at least some people learning on each other's Purim. Now, forget, they make Mordechai Tzadik on the Vayvayim of the Purim. But there's a din of Mukofim, and there's a Machlokes Rishonim, Ramban and Tosfos. The Gemara says you need a Torah Batlonim. The Ramban Shita is that a Mukif needs a Torah Batlonim. And if the Mukif doesn't have a Torah Batlonim, it doesn't have a din of a Mukif. Tosfos Paskin is not like that, and that's how it's Shulchan Aruch Paskin. But this becomes Negeya. L'moshul. If you need a Torah Batlonim. Many years ago, between the years Tavshin Ches and Tavshin Chav Zayin, for 19 years, right after the Tziyonim, took over the country here from the British, for 19 years, the Koisel and the Yerushalayim, the Eretz Yisrael, was under Jordan jurisdiction, and there wasn't any Yidden there at all. Where should the Samach the Nira of Yerushalayim people lay? What day should they do? Azoi, even Yerushalayim Chutz Menachoyimis is Samach the Nira. There's a Samach the Nira to a Mokif. But maybe you need Asara Batlonim. There was no Asara Batlonim in Yerushalayim itself. Lamashal, someone was telling me that this year there's a new shiloh because in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel, where they're slowly starting to build, and the buildings are getting closer and closer to an area called Yarmut, where there used to be a Sofot Mukaf over there, and now it's going to affect that the entire Beit Shemesh, anyone have plans for tonight, is going to become Samach Venira to this Yarmut. But someone said Yarmut they know it's historical. There was a Mukav Chaimah, but forget that there's no 10 Batlonim there. There's no one who's there. No, there's nothing there. There's no Yisha there. It's not a Mukav Yisha. So someone wanted to be Oyber Chacham. I think he's wrong, but he wanted to say, Azoy, you know, can you do what we paskin? Mukav Ben Yoy might have a Mukav, and Prozi Ben Yoy may have a Prozi, regardless of where you live all year. Wherever you are, by the yoin, it's totally shki. Allah says, I'm not going into the separate shit for that. But you can become one day makes you a pros. You're shalaini all year, but you go before shkia to pick something that's for sure pros. Ben Abraham is a machloki. It's the shemesh is a machloki. Someone knows the badai pros. You go to New York, yeah. Say you go over there. So then it's you're a pros ben yoin. So in the tainet, send 10 batlonim to this yarmouth. Let them sit there all day Purim. It's not a mokum yishuv all year, but ben yoimai. Prus ben yoimai have a prus. Asar batlonim ben yoimai. Asar batlonim means the place has asar batlonim against the yard. The person that can still sue to a city is ben yoimai. But I confirmed that's the machlokes, and it was a shayla taka, what's doing Yerushalayim? Why did I say Bnei Brak? Because the machlokes, the Chazon Ish held, Bnei Brak is somach venira to Yafo, and Yafo is a sofek mokif. Sofek mokif. Now, of course, the Biralocha brings already from the Chidor, from the Birka Yosef. The Bir Alocha brings, doesn't talk about Bnei Brak, but the Bir Alocha brings, one line over there, he brings from the Birka Yosef, that there's no din of Samach Venira by a Sopak Mokas. The din of Samach Venira is only on a Vadei Mokas. Kacha. Maro al Kacha. As I talk to Birka Yosef. The din of Samach Venira only to a Vadei Mokas. Bnei Brak is a Samach Venira to a Sopak Mokas. Lamai says there are people that are Machmir in Bnei Brak also to do both days. And I also had a Shiloh, what do you do in Shushan? Shushan, if anyone is in Shushan, first of all, what about some of the nearer Shushan? But even in Shushan Alain, I don't think there's a Sarah Batlonim. But maybe the Ramban is moid that you don't need a Sarah Batlonim in Shushan. What's the din of Tetzvah? Shushan for sure. And then all other Orim that are Dumya, Shaloy Lazalzel, we make sure they're not. But Shushan Alain needs a Sarah Batlonim. Basically. The Dimens of Chinach. In Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis, he talks about the din that you have to send out someone that's coming out of the machane. And it's Yidua that there are different levels of Kedusha. Some are only out of the Harabai, some out of even Yerushalayim. And it's before a lot of Rishonim hold that your Nishlach, a Mitzvah Lamashal, is Nishlach not only out of Yerushalayim, but a Mitzvah cannot enter any Mukif Choyma. Not only Yerushalayim, any Mukif Choyma. All Mukif and Choyma have a certain Kedusha. Just as a dogma, it's not, I was thinking about the muscle. Meister Shani, of course, could only be eaten in Yerushalayim, not in any mukif. But there are shittas in the Rishonim that Kachim Kalim, it's not even have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Kachim Kalim could be eaten in any mukif, just not negay, because when you leave the mikvah, when you leave Yerushalayim, it's psul yaitza. So the melech nifsal of it. But be'etzim, be'yisoybe, the din is eaten in a mukif. There are many din of the Kedusha of mukif. Now, the Shaila, what about Gagin Valias? It's a sugyan besachim. What about the Gagan and Aliyas of a Mukif? Does the Gagan of Aliyas of a Mukif have Kedushas Mukif? And Ben Ayat, the Ben Chesronah declares, it's one line there, but it's Mamash Adover Nifla Ma'oy. He says, V'chein writes, he always declares, Nachimin, his papi thinks, the Ben Chesronah Tevaldik, he says, is there a din of Gagan Valiyas by Mikra Megillah? You know, Mikra Megillah is by all Mukafim, not only Yerushalayim, it's by all Mukafim. What about Gagan Valiyas? Does the din of the Gagan Aliyas also have a din of Mukif? And it's Adover Pelam Ma'oy. I'll say it in Azanus, if in Harnov, we say that it's Samach Venira to Samach Venira to Samach Venira, because there's a retef of houses, and it's considered Samach Venira to Mukif. So the Mechas Chinuch is declaring if he's supposed to lay on Tezvav on the Eish, on the building of, on the roof of Eish HaTorah. Gagan, maybe Gagan is different. But it's Samach Venira! What's declaring if a Gag of a Mukif has a din of a Mukif? But it's a 150 story building, not near it. What's he claiming about Gagan? It's Lagara from Samach. Venira. Maybe like the Birki Yosef, there's no din of Samach Venira by a Sofak Mukif. So he wants to know what's the din of Gagan by a Sofak Mukif. Maybe, try to get a new character to this one. Maybe there's a Vort, like the Ramban, you need a Sora Batlonim. And the Batlonim have to be in the Mukif. You can't have Batlonim in the Samach Venira. You have to have Batlonim in the Mukif. What if there's no Batlonim? The Batlonim are all in the Gag. Is that going to have a din? That's where they live all year. The Batlonim are on the God. Daphne Wissen, but that's an interesting Shaila. Klappi de Mechaz Chinuch. Another mitzvah, Mitzvah's Ethan, Yidibre Kabbalah, that we have on Purim is Mishloyach Monas Ishla Reyeu. So Machlekes Rabbi Kiveinu from Chodesh and Kuriyev, and they all talk about this, that Ishlo Yehu maybe only means a man. Hagam, the Gemara says that Noshim are also chayiv in all the mitzvahs of the day, but maybe that's only the Rabbanon. Because it's sad to say that the chi of Noshim is only the Rabbanon, not a Divrei Kabbalah. But by men, there's a vada, the mitzvah of Divrei Kabbalah, of Mishloach Monis Ishlo Yehu. Rabbi Shlomo Alkevitz wrote a sefer called Monis Halevi, in which he wrote Shuvis, and amongst the Shuvis was that he was Machadish, that Mishloach Monis Ishlo Yehu, the Iker Inyan is, because Mefuzer u'mefurad bein ha'amim, and Klal Yisrael was Mefuzer and Mefurad, and he wanted to make them into one, and the way to do it is by being Mar Bereyes, and therefore he's Machadish, a tremendous chiddush, that you don't have to give food, you can give Ksus, the Kalim, or a sefer, such as Monis Halevi, and he gave that sefer Monis Halevi as Mishloach Monis to someone, because the Iker Yisoid of Mishloach Monis is a Harbis Reyes, and therefore it doesn't have to be food. I saw a photocopy of a Mishloach Monis that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who was a young bacher in Longe, and he sent a Mishloach Monis to Moran Harav Shach, who was at that time, I'm not sure if he was, what, I don't know if he was in Ponem yet, I think the first Kufi was even in Longe, I'm not sure, but could be he was in Kufa. But upon he sent him a Mishloach Monis, and the Mishloach Monis was, I only saw the beginning of it, but the Mishloach Monis was Ha'oris. A Ha'ora on Masech the Brachas, a small Ha'ora, and then a small Ha'ora on Masech the Peah, the Mai, Klein, Shvius, Shumash, Bahule, all the way to Uxin. I mean, I didn't see it till the end, but I think that's what it was, and that was his Mishloach Monis. So that was the Monis HaLevi. But it's a Machloach in the Achroim, and the Tshuvah Chassam Sofer about it talks about this, and there's another side that know that the Yisoid of Mishloach Monis is to be mishtatif with the Suda, to make sure that each person has for the Suda, and that's why I have a close friend who every year comes in the morning with his big Mishloach Monis of homemade stuff, and he sits and says, I'm not leaving till you eat it, Friedman. I want to see that you ate it. This is my din. I'm being Makai in my Divrei Kabbalah here. He waits till I finish it. But that's the Shaila. Lamashal, can you be yaita with the raw food? Can you be yaita if the person doesn't even know who sent it? You left an anonymous Mishloach Monis. Food for sure you have. Mar Bereyes? Well, he's happy that somebody likes him. Well, no, it has to be Mar Bereyes. That it was Nisraba, that a chibur between this person and that person. What if he's Moichel? You go to someone, you give him Mishloach Monis, he says, I'm Moichel. From Shailen the Ramon, Topher Sadeh. You yaita? Maybe Mar Bereyes. Well, the truth is, for Mar Bereyes, it depends. If he says, get out of here, I don't want to see you, or someone told me now, Mamash and Maisa, it wasn't a local Maisa, because it was someone that was bringing Mishloach Monis to one of his teachers. Two days ago already. It wasn't the real din. It was just, you know, whatever. The beginning of Shloach Monis. And he's doing a whole thing with crystal glasses and everything, a whole fancy thing. Plot. The whole thing. Mamish in front of the person he was wanting to bring, the whole thing crashed and smashed. And someone said, nothing to eat left, but Marbury exception. Wasn't sure. The Gemara says in Megillah, we have a few more minutes. The Gemara says in Megillah, Gemara Megillah? I want to talk a little bit about Mishloach Monis and a little bit about Adla Yoda for those that want to stay. The Gemara says in Megillah, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Shabbele Rabbi Oishia Atma the Igla Tilsa. He sent him a regal of an eagle, a piece of meat, a foot of a leg of a cow. The garb of the chamra and a bottle of wine. So he sent him back. There's two girses over here. In one girse he says, you were yaitza Mishloach Monis and Matanis Lev Yoyim. And there's a shayla d'achronim, how could you, are you tak allowed to be yaitza both? Some change the girsa that it was just Mishloach Monis. Rabbeinu Chananel has an interesting girsa. Shat in this Gemara, many different sheets. It's Rabbeinu Chananel. He sent him a regal of egel, a leg, and a bottle of wine, tan kan yayin. And he sent him back, sholach lei, Matanis Lev Yoyim. This is Matanis Lev Yoyim. Hodar Sholach Lei. So he tried again. He sent him a full egel and three bottles of wine. And he sent it back. Oh! Now you're Mekan Sholach Monis. What's pshat in the Maisa? What was wrong with the first Mishloach? And what happened by the second Mishloach? What happened? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank learned that Shteitu Achidish Ladino. I mean, everyone, you have to squeeze out Achidish Ladino here. What? But there's many ways to go. A few examples. I think if Rav Tzvi Pesach wants to go, you're not yaita with drinks, only food. Kasa, money means food, not a drink. So he wasn't yaita the first time because it was a drink, only sent one money. So where's the Mishloach Monis? The regel and the egel. And she said, that you can give it the sefer zeh. the Yotze. And also that it's considered two meanings. He sent them a regal and nachamal, an egel. Both were egel. The child from the Zalman, a bottom of a chicken and a top of a chicken. He spells the suit to Hilchas Boyer. And Hilchas Boyer is considered two meanings. He says it's only those Gedar. But that's one way to go. Another way to go is say Faker. You Yotze with wine. First of all, if you're not Yotze with wine, so what was the Mishloach Manas? The regal and the egel. So why did he send more wine? More wine. More meat. More wine. Not the Mishloach Manas. You need to wash it down with more wine. Together, but not that it was the money. The other thing is to learn that, no, that the problem with the wine was that it wasn't enough. And he had to do it again, and why can't he just suffice it now with what he sent before? Because Faker, you have to do it with the Vasachas, so you have to restart everything. And there's a few other ways. There's a whole nidden of how to take out from this Shiloh. The Gemara says, the Hemshech over there on Daf Zayin, Omar Rabba, Chayiv Inish Levesume, Vipuria Adel Yoda, Ben Or Hamel Baruch Mordechai. And then the Gemara brings that the story was that Kaba, the Shochet Lerav Zeira, and the next year he invited him again, and he said, Lav Kol Yoyim Mesrachish Nisa. So my Chalikis Mishoyim, Halacha Lamaisa, the Rambam, the Rif, Shulchan Aruch, Tafer Sadiyeh, the Machaber, Paskins, like Rabba. Chayiv Inish Levesume, Vipuria Adel Yoda. It's one of the mitzvahs of Yoyim. I don't know if it's Medivrei Kabbalah or the Rabbanan. It doesn't say it in the Megillah. Maybe it's the Rabbanan Taka. Maybe it's Halakha Moshe Messina. I don't know what the thing is. Over the Balamor and Rabbi Ephraim, they argued. They said, we don't pass like Rabbah. The whole Raya, that was the Hemshech of the story. That because of what happened, the Kamar Rabbah Shachad Abzeir, so it was Mizbatal. Frekta Prichadash. And he brings a Raya to Shulchan Aruch. That we do pass like Rabbah. He said, he invited him the next day. He says, he doesn't rely on the Nase the second time. You don't need an ace. It was Mizbatal. It's not going to happen anymore. He wants to say that then it was Mizbatal. Up in north over there, in Shulchan Aruch, when it says, Chayvinish Lipsume, and the Ramos starts saying, you know, there's other ways you can fall asleep, but just get Oiskechem with the Gematria, or Haman Baruch Martcha, which is the same Gematria, 502, same amount of years that the others live. The Shari Tshuva in art brings that someone who's not able to halt chazoy, you know, it's hard for him to do that minute. The Maaseh, the Emes, it says, brought down, Tzarech Adam Lishtois Yoyser Milimudai. Yoyser Milimudai. So it's interesting, the Shagasari was once, went for a few years, he was in Golis. And the Shagasari was in Lemberg. And the Avez, he was by the Avezan of Lemberg. And it was Purim, and he was drinking a lot. So the Avezan didn't know who it was also at that point. Afterwards it was Nizgala who it was, that it was the Shagasari. But he told him, you don't have to drink that much. He says, you have to drink Yoyser Milimudai. He learned a lot. You learned a lot, I've been drinking it. Yosim Elimuda. But the Shari Tshuva brings there that you don't really have to if you can't hold it. The Raya Ladover Rivo. Raya Ladover Rivo. What's the name? Raya Ladover Rivo. So they say it means it's the Rosh Tevis of Yehuda Bar Eloi. Because as Yerushalmi and Shabbos, similarly the Gemara in the Dorm, Daf Memtes, that a certain Matrunisa met Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. And she said, Moiri Virovi, you're a Baal Hayro. He looked chicker, he had a shiny face. Red shiny face, she says, Moiri Varabi, you're a Moira Hira, and on the other hand, you're Shikr. He swore to her, he said, I never drink anything except the Kiddush and Avdolah and Arba Koisis, and that's enough. Arba Koisis, until Shavuos, I can't handle it. The reason I look like this is because Chochmas Odom Toyer Panav. But what was his answer? He says, I drink. Kiddush, Avdolah, four Koisis, that's it. That's it. Arba Koisis. That's it. What about Purim? That you don't drink a Purim. For him it was hard. It was a mistake. It's a riot. That's the Shari Tshuva. You don't have to. Sasemis. Sasemis Dingsach. The Sasemis says, he drank four kaises until Shavuos. What happened on Shavuos? Found 7 weeks later. What happened on Shavuos? He says, Shavuos is Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Mefig, the Shichrus, the Shashpo of the Yain. Matan Torah. Then it's not. Then Avada was called. It's Purim. It's Purim. The Chastik Matan Torah. Purim Zichr was able to drink. As anyway, he drank all the kaises. Shavuos wasn't the shter. It's Avada Purim. Avada Purim was not a step. The Bnei Soscha writes He brings from the Arizal that each chodesh is connected a different chelik of the ponim, connected the inayim and the oznayim, and the cheshbon is that Adar is connected to chaytim. Adar is connected to chush horeyach, and it's mvur that avada, everything here is doing in this world is a tikkun for the chet adam arishon, and by the chet adam arishon all the chushim were used. Vateira ha'isha, sight. Vatikach mi period, feel. Vatoichal. Vayishim was called Hashem Bagam. Reach was not involved in the chet, and that's why Mordechai, which is Mordoror, which is the summon, and Esther, which is Hadassah, and it's Vayizak Zaakah Gedoyel, because the Brisa says Hakoyel Yofel Av Summon. The koyach of the summon of Mordechai. And that's why it says Mordechai was Ben Yoir. Ben Yoir is Einayim. Ben Shimi is Oznayim. Ben Kish is Peh. V'hu Atme Mordechai is Choytem. The Chusha Reich wasn't Nifkam from Chet. And when a person, I'm suggesting, when a person gets totally Adol Yoda, the way you bring him back is with Chusha Reich. You bring smelling salt. The pshat is that the person to go back all the way to the Shoyrish where there's no Chet at all, when there's no chait at all, that's the arbit. We'll end off this. Fasema says, chayit inish levesume. Levesume means ketoiris, that's it. Besume, it's not, it's lotion of besumen. In the ketoiris, there was even chelbana. There was even chelbana. Chelbana is gematria homa. We have Mordechai, right? It's interesting, because the Gemara says, Mordechai in the Torah minayin, Mordoror. And then it says, Homin Minatar Minayin. The next word, Chelbana. No. Goes to Hamina Eitz. Racist. Chelbana. Chelbana is Arayna de Chayrus. Chayiv Inish Levesumi. Anyone. Anyone. On any Madrega that he is. On Purim. Can get to the highest Madrega. And like we spoke before, with a Vanahapaychu, a person can go mamish from the blotte all the way up. That. Chochma bino das is the highest Madrega. There's something higher than das. Keser is, you know, chochma bino das is connected to yud kei vav kei. Keser is connected to the kutzah shel yud of the yud. It's kemat nothing and it's everything. The Rabbanu Shlom is ein suf. When you get to Adol Yoda, then you can still switch to keser. On Purim is the keser. But I heard about the Moshel. If the king has to transfer his keser and he doesn't have an available Brinks machine, he does the camouflage it in some rusty, dusty wagon that doesn't look chashev, and no one would think that that's where the keser is. That's where the keser is. Chayiv inish levesume adelo yoda, that we should get to the madrega of keser, and we should be able to see that everything is Hashem echod.
Wasn't Rabbi Shulman Levi in Kana, not in the Meir?
In the Meir, no. Rabbi Shulman Levi in the Meir.